We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shiluach HaKein, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes. Rav Nosson Zalz in the middle of explaining the Machloikis of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu and how it ties into our discussion here. V'chol Tuusoi Hoyosh, Korach's entire mistake was because Shemachmas Gasusoi, because of his arrogance, nidmeloi shehakol shoven, it seemed to him that all Jews are equal. Veloi rotza lahamin shegam hatzadikim hakedoshim tzrichen milchoma gedoylo imayetzahora shalamala. And he refused to believe that even the great tzadikim have to go through major battle with a very high-level Yetzirah, Shehu Bechinas Dinim Kanal, which is the concept of the Midah, which is tied into the Midas Hadin of Hashem. The Omar, and therefore Korach said, Shemi Shezoich Elamalas Hagdoilim, Shuv Ein Tzorech Melchoma Klal, that once a Jew reaches a very high level, he doesn't have to do battle anymore at all against the Yetzirah. The Imkain, if that's the case, Hakoel Shovim, everybody's equal. Vein Chilik Bein Moshe V'Aaron Bein Shar Gedolim. And there's no difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen versus other high-level Jews. Ubefrat, especially, She'oz Hayu Kol Yisrael B'mayla Gedolim Ma'oi, B'mayla Gavoyim Ma'oi. Especially since at that point in time, all the Jews were on an extremely high level. Ki zochu kulam lahasogas nevuas ponim beponim. Because the entire Jewish people was zoche to get to a level of prophecy, to be able to see Hashem kaviyochel face to face. V'zeh shomar, and this is why Korach said, Rav lochem, enough for you. Ki kol hoedo kulam kedoshim, because the entire Jewish community, all of us are holy. Ubesoichom Hashem, and we have Hashem among us. Umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. Therefore, why should you hold yourselves higher than the rest of us? This was Korach's attack against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Shehikshu, he asked, Madua tisnasu. Meachar shekulam kedoshim. Once we realize that all the Jews are very holy now, v'kulam shamu b'sinai mipi agvura, and all the Jews stood at Har Sinai and heard Hashem speaking. K'me shedosh Rabbi Senos, like the Gemara says, haynu shekulam b'mayla gavoya, meaning that Korach was saying that all the Jews are on a very high level right now. V'nizbatel me'em ayet sahara. And none of us have a Yetzirah anymore. Ki posko zu amosum. Because the Gemara says that when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, the negative influence of the snake, of the Satan, which began at the time of Adam and Chava, came to an end. That negative influence came to an end. V'zochu l'nevuas ponim beponim. And the Jews were zochet to a level of prophecy to see Hashem face to face. L'shmoya mi Sinai mi pi agvura anoichi v'lo yilecha. To hear on Har Sinai from Hashem these words, you know, the Ten Commandments. V'imkein ma ma'alaschem shel Moshe v'yaro in gavoy yoyser mikulam. And if that's the case, that all of us stood at Har Sinai, and all of us heard Hashem speak, and all of us do not have a Yetzirah now, then what makes Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen any better than us? Ki eich shayach oid maila yaseira. Because how is it possible to go any higher than all of us are right now? Me'achar shekvar posko zu amosum, since the filth of the snake has come to an end, ubotel mehem ayetzahara, there's no more yetzahara, v'kulam kedoshim, and all of us are holy, so how can we differentiate anymore between any Jew and any other Jew? Avol be'emes kol ze to'o machmas gasusoi. However, all of this was a mistake. And the reason for the mistake, what brought about the mistake, was the arrogance of Korach. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, afal pi sheposko zu amosum, even though the Gemara tells us that negative influence that the snake introduced into the world at the time of Adam and Chava came to an end, Adayin hayu tzrichim kol echod v'echod milchama gedoilo im hayetzahara shelamala. Still, each and every single Jew had to fight a very, very major battle against a heavenly Yetzirah, a very high-level Yetzirah, Shehu Bechinas Malach HaKadosh, a very holy angel. Not an angel that's suggesting to them materialistic desires or other nonsense or foolishness, a very high-level negative angel. Bechinas Gevurois V'dinim, that's connected to the Midas Hadin and Gvur of Hashem. V'alkein be'emes kamo nichshelu acharkach b'cheto egel umaraglam kanal. And that's why the fact is, we see that after Har Sinai, after all of that greatness, many of the Jews got messed up with the golden calf and with the sin of the spies. V'afilu oisin sheloi nichshelu. And even those Jews who didn't actually stumble, however, they were still going through major battles. They weren't in retirement. And because of the fact that they're still battling, therefore, most definitely, all Jews are not equal. They're not all on the same level. V'yesh b'neihem madregos b'li shir. And there are different, there are infinite different levels that each and every Jew can be on. Ki kol echod kefima shezocho l'shabar hayetzahor agavoye shaloi. Because each and every Jew, to the degree that he succeeded in defeating his very high level yetzahara, Dahainu lahamtik hadin, meaning by sweetening the Midas Hadin, by being able to engage the Midas Hadin in battle, and to be able to know how to sweeten the din, kemoikein zoicha la'eze darga. That determines what level that Jew is on, based on his success in defeating his very high level Yetzahara. V'alkein bevadai ein laharich ulahatmois shar b'nei Yisrael. And therefore, we certainly cannot value or compare the rest of the Jewish people, afal pishem kulam kedoshim, even though they were all holy, keneged raglei Moshe v'Aaron. They don't even compare to the feet of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Vafilu gedoyle Yisrael ha'amitim, and even true great people in Klal Yisrael, Ein lohem lahashvois atzman l'moshe v'yarim, cannot compare themselves whatsoever to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, shezochu l'ma shezochu, who achieved what they achieved, what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen achieved. V'koyrach pogam boze, Koyrach messed up regarding this. V'omar, he said, ki kol hu'edo kulam kedoshim u'besachem Hashem, u'madu atisnasu al kal Hashem. All of us are holy right now, and all of us have Hashem with us. So why do you think you are bigger or better than us? What gives you any right to hold yourself to make him in charge of this and you in charge of that? Umeachar shekofar b'maylas Moshe v'Aaron, and once Korach denied the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen versus the rest of the Jews, kofar b'kol ha-Torah. He was automatically denying the entire Torah, rejecting the entire Torah, shenitna al yodom, which was given by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Ad shenevdu hu v'chol adosai. Until this resulted in Korach and his whole crew being lost, eliminated. V'hakoil al yidei hisgarus hadinim shemehem ikro kol ha-yitzrim roem e'roish atsoif. And all of this came as a result of the tests and the teasing of the Midas Hadin, that the Midas Hadin engaged Korach in battle, and Korach was not good enough and powerful enough to be able to sweeten that din. Therefore, he got swallowed up and destroyed. Because this Midas Hadin, these dinim and gvurois, are the Yetzer Hara from beginning to end. They're the source of all the different various Yitzrei Hara, Yitzrei Haraz.